Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
What do I mean when I say environment is the number one secret to success? Happy Friday, everyone. Kevin Cruz here, and I'm going to answer that listener question in just a minute. But first, welcome to the Friday wrap-up show. This is where we take a little bit more time. It's a solo format, no guests today, and I get to rant about whatever I want to rant about. I don't actually have much of a rant this week. I had a great day yesterday. I was in New York City doing a talk on extreme productivity with a couple hundred students and faculty at Berklee College. And speaking at college is one of my favorite things to do. And we certainly spoke a lot about the secrets to extreme productivity, especially as it applies to being a student. But my favorite questions came from students who were asking about success and secrets to success. My main message was, it's okay to think about success, but success without significance feels pretty empty. And I made that mistake, you know, all through my 20s when I was young and dumb, really only focusing on one goal, a monetary goal. And the problem with only having one goal is it then excludes everything else in your life. It is very powerful. I got what I wanted, but then it really, you know, I paid the price in many other areas of my life. And what I think is a better approach is to have 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 goals, and to make sure that you're living a more balanced life. And looking back, if I had focused more on giving back and making an impact earlier on, more focus on providing value than trying to just make money, I think I would have made the money faster. That's the irony. The bigger impact you make, the more value you provide, the more it comes back to you. It's just works that way. Before I get to the listener question and comment of the week, I just want to say congratulations for being here. Thanks for being here. Clearly, you care about leadership. You care about getting 1% better each and every day. You care about the future. So please tell your friends the LeadX Show is the smartest way to start your day. Show them how to use that little purple icon on their iPhone. It's called podcasts. Not everybody knows what a podcast is. They don't know how easy it is to subscribe and listen to podcasts on their phones. Help them out. Let them know the LeadX Show is the smartest way to start their day. Our iTunes review of the week is from David Hackler. David wrote, "This is a great and informative podcast. You can't help but to learn something new to better yourself every time you listen. The LeadX podcast is my daily commute companion and instructor as I make the best use of my 1,440 minutes a day by not wasting time in the car." So David, thank you so much for leaving a rating and review. Because I read your review on the air, please send me an email, kevin@leadx.org, with your mailing address. We will ship you out a free t-shirt or a hot-off-the-press LeadX coffee mug. All the cool kids have them. And please, everybody else, if you haven't already done so, go onto iTunes, search up LeadX, subscribe, rate, and review. It only takes like a minute, 2 minutes. This is the easiest, best way to grow our tribe. The more reviews and ratings the show gets, the more iTunes recommends it to other people. I want us to expand the tribe so we can all get a little bit better. And when you leave a review, shoot me an email, again, kevin@leadx.org. Let me know and we will invite you into our Facebook Ambassador Program where we have some fun conversation support and some freebies. So the question of the week. I got this question from Thor Conklin. Dang, I love that name, Thor. He's actually my least favorite superhero. I'm not so into the gods as superheroes. But anyway, I digress. Thor, he recently read my article, 51 Tips to Win at Life. Now, that's the article I wrote a few weeks back on my 50th birthday, reflecting on life, what lessons would I want to give my kids. And I posted that article up on leadx.org. You can look for it there. And part of the 51 tips, I give my 4 secrets to massive success. And the number one secret I say is choose your environment carefully, as it's the number one secret to quote unquote success. And I learned this late in life. You know, I often thought about goal setting, time management, your social network. And it's only been in the last really 2 or 3 years that I've come to understand that really the biggest variable is your environment. So what do I mean by environment? Well, when it comes to things like career, your city or where you live is your environment. I mean, just think about it. You know, if your goal is to be a successful film actor, you know, are your odds of success better living in Los Angeles or New York City or Omaha, Nebraska? You know, on the other hand, if you want to be a successful oil and gas executive or an oil and gas engineer, you're probably better off in Houston than in New York City. So you know, if you want to be a startup founder, an entrepreneur that raises big venture capital and, you know, goes and builds those massive venture-backed companies, your odds are going to be better in Silicon Valley than, I don't know, Birmingham, Alabama. Now, the competition is also going to be greater. The fight for talent is going to be greater. So I would say there's never only one answer. Using the startup example, you know, you might think about Silicon Valley, but there's also a great startup community and funding community in New York City. If you're into robotics, you might want to go to Pittsburgh. If you're into med tech, especially medical devices, that's more up in Boston. If you want to have a happy, successful life as a creative, singer-songwriter, writer, artist, that type of an entrepreneur, Nashville is thriving, Austin is thriving, and you're going to get more support than, you know, maybe, I don't, you know, wherever. So using career as an example, environment is going to be your city, you know, the ecosystem that you're in. This works at any level. You know, if you have a health-related goal like losing weight, well, the environment that's going to count most, like, yes, a diet can help. Yes, working out can help, and your motivation to do all that stuff will help. But I believe the number one variable when it comes to shaping our behaviors, it's our environment. In this case, it's going to be your kitchen, your home, your cupboard, your refrigerator, the stuff that's surrounding you. So what food do you physically have in the environment within reach? Get rid of all the junk food, get rid of the processed food, and you're going to be unable to cheat, or you're gonna have to get in your car and drive somewhere to cheat or to have a snack when you're bored or want to procrastinate. It's much harder to do. When my kids are home for the summer, it's really hard to shed any pounds, which is a bummer because I just gained about 5. And just last night, I'm not making this up, my teenage daughter, Natalie, 17, she says, "I'm bored. I think I'll make a banana cream pie." And she Googled a recipe for how to make a banana cream pie from scratch, ran out to the store and got all the ingredients. And, you know, I don't know, 2 hours later, there's a brand new banana cream pie in the kitchen. Now, I only had a tiny slice, but I did have some. So, you know, who can resist? And I've even learned, it's interesting. Let's stick with health for a second, or fitness. Let's say you want to pack on muscle. You want to become, you know, build muscle. Well, first thing you're going to think about is, you know, get on an exercise program. You're going to lift heavy objects. You're going to pump some steel, pump some weights. And whatever program, you know, people argue about high reps, low weight, CrossFit versus whatever, machines versus dumbbell. The number one variable to you building muscle mass is going to be the environment of your muscle, which is your body itself. It's going to be things like, how much protein do you have in your blood? How much protein do you have in the day? And things like testosterone, the hormone testosterone. You can lift weights like a fiend. And if you've got no protein, very, very, very low protein, well, protein are that's the building blocks of muscle. You're not going to grow a lot of muscle. So, and if you got zero testosterone, very low testosterone, similar, it's very tough to put on muscle. And yet people who pump a lot of protein in or have or supplement with a lot of testosterone, all of a sudden, even if they're lifting fewer weights, less aggressive on the exercise, they're getting dramatically more muscle gain. When it comes to productivity, I'll end with this example. If you want a massive hour of productivity, you only have an hour to get that report done, to study for that test, to cram for that test, to write a speech that you're a presentation you've got to give in the conference room tomorrow morning. You've only got an hour. You've got to be at your best. Well, the things that are going to matter are what is around your work environment. Are you sitting next to your mobile phone that's dinging and buzzing and ringing, or your regular phone? Are you trying to get your work done while you've got an email browser window open in your environment and now you're distracted by emails? Are you responding to social media? Is your office door open or closed? Are people outside making noise? Are you playing music? Are the lights, too bright? What are the things that are distracting you in that hour? Those are in your environment. So that's what I mean. I believe in goal setting. I believe in time management. I believe in so many things, the power of who you know and your social network. You know, the old line about you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with when it comes to your health or your wealth or even your happiness. So I believe in all that, but I've come to believe the massive power of your environment. It shapes our thoughts. It shapes our behaviors, and we don't even know it. So anyway, thank you, Thor, for that awesome question. And I got also a comment I just wanted to share from Shamuel. At the end of your podcast, you say, "Who will you lead today?" And Shamuel says, "I thought it would be more appropriate to say, how will you lead today? Because as you say, we're all leaders anyway." Yes, Shamuel, so glad you're listening and engaging with this content and listening to the very end and engaging on this idea that is unique to the show, unique to the tribe, that everybody's a leader because leadership is influence. You're just either influencing people in a positive direction or a negative direction. And actually, I love it. How will you lead today? And I have said that. So what happens is I record 1 month's worth of shows in a 2-day time period. So I record for 2 days and then those shows trickle out for the next month. And every time I record a new batch, I kind of change that call to action. I always talk about leadership is not a choice, but I change it up a little bit. I think for a while I was saying, decide who will you lead, like proactively think about who you can have an influence on today. But I've also said, how will you lead? Will you lead with intent or not, positively or negatively? Sometimes I think lately I've been saying lead with intent or lead with intention. So I just try to change it up so that people don't get completely burnt out or tired of the takeaway message. But again, keep these ideas coming. All right, and I just want to share, you guys have been giving me great ideas on how to make the show better and better. And you're going to be hearing in the weeks and months ahead, because I've already got about 2 months worth of shows backlog, so it takes a while for the changes to kick in. But I am changing up the format. I am providing more value in the first minute of the show. We're starting to mix some things up. And one of my goals moving forward is we're established enough now where we can start to get even higher profile guests. I love the guests that we have. They drop the value bombs. They are experts in the field. But I want to expand. I want to get a wider variety of guests. Now, I don't want to jinx it, so I don't want to just say this soon, but I've got scheduled an interview. I've got to go into New York City for it to interview a woman So HBO has a very popular series. And one of the characters is actually based on this woman, this real life woman. So I'm going to interview her. One of our upcoming guests, and I can't jinx it because, until it's scheduled, but isn't done yet. Well, one of our guests might have just landed an airplane in the Hudson River. Yep, I got him lined up. But next week, have we got an amazing lineup. We're going to talk to Dan Diamond, Dr. Dan Diamond, MD Dr. Dan Diamond. He swoops in to disaster zones to provide aid, and he's been all over the world responding to the earthquake in Haiti, Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. He's going to talk about leading under times of crisis and stress. We're going to learn a 9-minute weekly ritual that can turn managers into leaders from James Robbins. My old friend, Dr. Carl Kopp, is going to talk about games, playing games in learning and leadership. And old friend, leadership guru, Chris Edmonds is going to come on, I think it's Thursday, and talk about the culture engine. That's it for this week's show. This weekend, walk with your family in leadership.